more bad news. More bad news for Joe Biden and the Biden administration. Just reaching the wires here. The number of Americans filing for unemployment jumping unexpectedly, we're told, to the highest levels that they have been since October. Apparently, this was not anticipated, but here it is. Just coming through, 286,000 new unemployment filings. It was projected to be 220,000, but guess what? It jumped. And what are they blaming? Of course, they're blaming the same thing they always blame. COVID. It's all about COVID. It's never, nobody's ever responsible for anything because, you know, COVID is the get-out-of-jail-free card no matter what the truth is. Get out of jail free all the time. And the fact of the matter is, this is a problem. By the way, they revised the number from the week before to 231,000, 286,000 this week. The number of people unemployed is growing. And that's a problem. Anyhow, Joe Biden's press conference, panned by critics as a total disaster. One of the things that he talked about, the most startling comment, Joe Biden's response to a question about Russia and an invasion of Ukraine. He said that while he believes an invasion is imminent, he believes an invasion is imminent. The United States is prepared to impose significant economic consequences should Russia move forward. But he clarified a minor incursion by the Russians would elicit a softer response from the U.S. than that of a full-scale invasion. A minor incursion? So if you violate the sovereignty of the country, just some, well, that's all right. We'll let that go. Just some. I mean, you didn't really go crazy on it, are you? That's okay. I mean, really? Seriously? Yeah, seriously. And the other thing is, he seems completely lost when it comes to the truth about Russia. I want you to hear bite number 10, because bite number 10 is very telling on Joe Biden's lack of a grasp on reality. Listen to this. Bite 10. Go.
Of course you have to be concerned when you have, you know, a nuclear power invading. If he invades, it hasn't happened since World War II. This is the most consequential thing that's happened in the world in terms of war and peace since World War II.
Since World War II? I'm sorry. Crimea was invaded in 2014, while you were the vice president. Czechoslovakia, of course, was invaded in 1968 while you were plagiarizing your way through Syracuse. And just 2 weeks ago, Russian military power was flexing Kazakhstan. I mean, to say it's the only invasion. Oh, and I forgot, wasn't there an invasion in 1979, 1980 of Afghanistan? By the Russian, by the Red Army? Yes to all of those things, by the way. But Joe Biden was too preoccupied doing other important things. So that was one really telling moment. The minor incursion into Russia, that won't be any big deal. And then the idea. Joe Biden has this idea. He does it. Somehow he has done a marvelous job. It's incredible. I want you to hear bite number 12. Listen to this from Joe. He's asked about how he's doing, how he would grade himself, how it would look. Listen, bite 12.
There is no way.
This afternoon, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the midterm elections are going to be a report card on your progress on inflation, border security, and standing up to Russia. Do you think that that's a fair way to look at it? And if so, how do you think that report card looks right now?
I think report cards can look pretty good if that's where we're at.
Yeah, report card looks pretty good. And how has he handled the pandemic? Remarkably well, he says. Remarkably well. Listen to this. It's bite number 8. Bite number 8, we pulled some things together from the event yesterday, and he just says they're doing great on the pandemic. Listen.
Now famous letter in the Lancet that became the gospel for the fact that Fauci can go out and tell people it didn't come from a lab when, in fact, they knew it did. And the interesting thing is...
No, that's not where we're supposed to be. Anyhow, that's Jim Jordan. I don't know what he's there for. Let's try bite number 6. How about that? Joe Biden also bragging on himself. Bite number 6. Let's see if we got that one.
I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
Really? You've outperformed, Joey, remarkably well. Come on. The longest press conference in presidential history. Oh, please. Yamiche Alcindor from the now notorious NPR and PBS, where they're refusing to correct the story that they lied about. Anyhow, this press conference was a train wreck. There really is no, there's no other way to talk about it. It's a train wreck. The president has nothing he can actually point to that is a success. His administration is in free fall. We've just seen today, moments ago, unemployment numbers jumping completely unexpectedly to a place they haven't been since October 2021. And somehow he sits there and has this belief, this delusional belief, that he's doing great. I mean, is Jilly telling him that? Hey, is Jill telling, hey, you're doing great. Joey. Maybe. But whatever's going on is dangerous for you and for myself and for this state and for our future. Who the hell is driving this bus? Honestly, who the hell is driving this bus? That's the real question, all right? And it's an important question. We're going to take a quick break here. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. Read Liberty Page. Drop me a note if you'd like it. SteveGruber.com. You can do all those things. And listen to the podcasts. A brand new podcast coming in, well, just a couple of weeks. I'll be right back.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.